This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. And joining me this hour from the palatial confines that are Austin, Texas, is the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com, whom this time I have made sure to unmute. And that would be Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So we have this, the first thing that glares out at me, and I mean this, when I was in the military, we used to have people die all the time in training exercises. I only know of one that was ever shot accidentally, though. Because most of the training exercises would involve a vehicle crash of some kind. But I mean, being in the military is inherently dangerous anyway, just because of the jobs that you got to do, like stabowing, where you dangle underneath a helicopter at 500 feet. So there's things that happen. However, police departments, you don't hear about that very much. And here we have the Louisville PD, and there's been some other things that have come out about them, but there's what happened in the Louisville PD in their training department the other day?
Well, they were having some sort of firearms training exercise, and an instructor pointed a handgun at a recruit, at a trainee, pulled the trigger, and the gun fired. Fortunately, the recruit was wearing a bullet-resistant vest and was not seriously injured. In the statement from the LMPD, they say that we recognize this incident is a serious training failure and it is being swiftly addressed. That's really good to know. I think that recruits being shot in the chest by instructors is not really the way you want to run an operation.
No, I wouldn't.
Training operation. It's all kind of baffling to me as to how you can do that. If you're an instructor, it's been a bad couple of years for Louisville police, going back as far as Breonna Taylor and all no-knock warrants and some of the, some incidents during the Black Lives Matter marches and some shootings then. The Department of Justice just issued a report literally this week saying that the LMPD violates residents' constitutional rights and they have deficient training, substandard facilities and equipment, and inadequate support for mental health and wellness. So this seems to be a substandard operation all the way around.
Now, the mental health part of it, that's for the police officers, right?
Yeah, for
them having to deal with the job. Because being a police officer is a very rough job.
It is not an easy job.
It's not for the faint of heart. Now, of course, they probably are issued a striker-fired gun. That seems to be an issue, carrying a striker-fired gun, doesn't it?
Well, it's not for most of us.
You remember, now, going back, before there were the plastic Fantastics, like when Smith & Wesson was making the three-digit series, the 639s and the 4506s and all those, the steel guns, which had hammers and had hammer drop safeties on them, they didn't have that issue, did they?
I don't remember it being an issue. I expect it was reduced back then. Yeah.
And then we hear about the SIG P320, which, as far as the platforms out there, that's my favorite platform. But I had an issue with one. But it wasn't what they're talking about, because everybody's talking about how these things just fire on their own. And
yeah, I have serious doubts about those. Right? We've looked into some of those individual cases, and they're more than the ones we've looked at are more than questionable.
It almost seems I've seen a term called legal momentum, where it seems like that gun, for whatever reason, there's a lot of legal momentum against it. I guess probably because it won that contract. Are there any stories about that happening in the military? Probably not as many, if any, I would think.
No, I certainly haven't heard them. And I looked, too, because we wrote a long article about the lawsuits about concerning the 320 a year or two ago. And no, you don't hear that. Obviously, they've adopted the 320 as the military sidearm. You don't hear about those issues there. They have both models with and without safeties available there.
Right.
But no, you don't hear it. So what I think, I'm looking at this in pretty close detail. I think what most of those cases are is people who have had negligent discharges, police officers, and are looking to save their jobs. So they're claiming that these guns just quote unquote went off, and suing SIG, as a ploy to try and save their own job.
Right.
We looked at a number of these. I've talked to the folks at SIG. I've talked to some of the attorney who had filed a lot of these lawsuits against SIG. There was for a while there a lot of legal momentum. Any cop who had a 320 and had a problem, claimed that was, it was the gun's fault. The gun just went off and he hadn't even touched it and just went bang. And most of those have been dropped. A lot of these cases have been, adjudicated in favor of SIG. Most of the cases, these are people that there's one person who was carrying the gun wrapped up in a towel in a gym bag. There's another person who had it in her purse. She was a Houston area cop. I think she ended up dropping that case, I believe, I'm correct. So, yeah, there's a lot going on there. These are not just guns that went bad.
But obviously in Louisville, whether he knew he had a round or not in it, he was pointing a weapon at somebody. The instructor was pointing a weapon.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of training they were doing, but if you're going to do something in which you're going to be pointing a gun at someone, that's why you have blue guns. Buy a blue gun. You can't possibly hurt somebody with a blue gun unless you hit them over the head with it.
Yeah.
Blue gun will not fire. You can draw it, point it, and there's no risk of anyone hurting anybody.
I don't know. I just don't know. And this was an instructor. So I guess this was that was probably a departmental instructor and not an academy instructor too, because normally with the police officers, they go to the academy and then they get certified and then they come back to their, I wonder about that.
So it took place at the LMPD training center.
Yeah. So. Okay. Okay. And dude took a round in the vest. Okay. Well, we know the vest works anyway. That's good to know.
Yeah, exactly.
This article is at the top of the page right now at thetruthaboutguns.com. And thetruthaboutguns.com is the most prolific website I'm aware of when I say prolific, I mean you have a constant barrage of happening news put in front of you. Some of it, some of it's fun. Some of it's informative. Some of it's a review. A lot of it is political. But there is no doubt about it. You know what's going on in the gun world, and you know it better if you go into thetruthaboutguns.com. I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. I am speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And right now, one of the things, one of the resurgences in the gun community is everybody's buying lever guns, and they're taking the lever guns and they're tacking them up. I mean, I had one. I tacked it up. As a matter of fact, I had one we're about to speak about, because I had a Henry's 4570. That I tacked up. And, Henry's has issued a recall on these guns, and it looks like the model I had What do we know about this, sir?
It came out with this on Friday. They discovered that some 4570 lever guns that they built from December 14th, 2022 through January 11th, 2023, so for about 4 weeks, some of those have a manufacturing defect that could prove dangerous. And they say that under certain conditions, it's possible for some of these rifles may unintentionally discharge without the trigger being pulled if the hammer is released or dropped from the cocked position. So they figured out what the problem was, how to spec firing pins, and it was only, again, for that four-week period of production. And they list the serial numbers in their press release, which we printed. So if you go to our the announcement on our homepage, you can see the serial number ranges there. There's also a link if you want to click over to the Henry site and key in your serial number and see if your rifle is one of those, and what to do. You know, Henry will obviously fix these, take care of it. Henry's customer service is excellent. They're among the best in the business. I'm a Henry rifle owner. They make really good guns.
Mine, when I got mine, I had a bad follower in the magazine. So I called them, and I told them I had a bad follower. And in 3 days, they sent me another one. They told me I didn't have to send it back or anything. I guess it was such a specific thing that I guess their thought process was he couldn't possibly be making that one up, which was true.
Yeah, they are.
So
Henry is as good to deal with as anybody in the business.
They have a list of models to that are affected by the recall. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six models of the 4570. 4570 is a very popular cartridge. It's fairly. You ever shot one of those?
I have shot 4570s. I own a 3030.
Okay.
A different brand, and I own a Henry 22 lever. I have shot 4570.
The Henry that I had after I put the thing about this particular lever gun or that brand of lever gun is they have partnered up with something called Ranger Point Precision. And, I mean, you can turn one of those guns into something really special. Mine was quite the special gun. It's just that ammunition for that is so, I mean, every time it doesn't go boom when you pull the trigger. It goes ka-ching.
Yeah.
So
That's a big round.
Yeah,
that will
big expense.
That will drop a deer or a pig.
I want another lever gun in 357 Magnum.
The pistol caliber ones are fun. That's the one that I would get to 357.
So that's one piece of a little info. Then we have this op-ed. Who wrote this op-ed? Let me see. Doesn't say. But here we have
from the AP.
Okay, this is a blacksmith in the Russian-controlled eastern Ukrainian city of Donetsk. And he has, do we know if he's using captured weapons or I don't guess there's any captured weapons. Probably right now in the Ukraine, if you walk around in certain places, you can just pick them up off the ground, can't you?
Well, yeah, the lead photo there shows a bunch of the weapons he uses, and they seem to be old, rusted, beat-to-heck guns that have been pulled out of the mud or snow or wherever, mostly AKs and things like that. So, yeah, the media loves these sorts of plowshare types of articles.
Yes, he's taking them and turning them into art.
Call them the flowers of war.
It's interesting that he's doing that because, like in Afghanistan, when they would capture them, they would take them and pull them apart and learn how to repair them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so they pick them up. Here he's and show him tearing them down, welding them into what looks like metal bouquets of flowers and all that, which is all very interesting. Apparently, he's an older guy, something that does in his spare time in his garage or something like that. I don't know. But again, the media loves the sword and plow. They hate guns anyway.
Yeah, I know.
So they love swords to plowshare type stories like this.
So, while they're out there loving this and they're pushing this around and everything, what would happen in our NFA world if people started showing up and giving some welder a bunch of slightly in-op, fully automatic weapons that they found and said, turn these into art, would you? And all of a sudden, if they roll in there, what's that over there, mister? Oh, that's my pie.
Yeah, handing them over to somebody else, that would violate the NFA.
Yeah.
If you just gave your registered, of course, because machine guns are registered in this country.
Right.
Your registered machine gun to another person without going through the proper procedures and making sure that he is capable of owning a machine gun and
right.
Through the background check, submitted his fingerprints and paid his tax stamp.
That's interesting in that apparently it's okay when we think about it, when we think about the way the press regards firearms. It's interesting that if it's okay to, I guess that would be okay here too if this happened. As long as you're turning it into art, you can have all of those that you want.
And people have done that. And we've run stories in the past about sculptors doing that here, taking all kinds of old beat up guns from gun buybacks. There's also gun buybacks that police collect. Turning them into art and things like that. But again, you see these maybe once a year. Here and there, some local artist will do that and get his work published or publicized by the media. Because again, that's just about the only thing they can think of that the guns are useful for.
Gotcha. Hang on for me, if you will, as I try to tame this throat. This article, those two references I've made are also at the top of the page at thetruthaboutguns.com, where Dan, he sees over a very large cast of writers and aggregators as well. And I don't think they miss very much. thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. President Biden is reassuring the nation that the banking system is safe following the failure of two banks.
All customers who had deposits in these banks can rest assured. I'm going to rest assured they'll be protected and they'll have access to their money as of today.
The president, referring to customers who had accounts with California Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank in New York, he said the banking losses won't be borne by taxpayers but will instead come from fees banks pay into the deposit insurance fund. A bridge that connects Mexico to Texas is back open after more than 1,000 migrants rushed it. The mostly Venezuelan migrants stormed the bridge on the border with El Paso after hearing that the border may be open for express asylum. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says winters in the U.S. are getting warmer. They say the average temperature in the United States this winter was 34.9 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 2.7 degrees above average. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back. I am talking with Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com, and as I sometimes do, sometimes while I've got his attention and everything, I just want to pick his brain on something. So, I know that you have, how many articles do you think, just a guesstimate, how many articles have you had to go through since this ATF pistol brace rule has come into play?
Well, probably a dozen. We had a bunch of them, and obviously it was big news when they issued the rule.
Right.
We all knew it was coming. And then given their stance on how to handle this, giving people 120 days to register without a tax stamp, and people coming down on both sides of the question as to whether you should do that or not, if lawsuits pending, challenging the constitutionality of the rule. People with all kinds of opinions as to how to handle that and what you should do and what you shouldn't do and why you shouldn't do it.
Well, you know, I come down. So as far as having, I have a 300 blackout with, I think it's an 8-inch barrel. The gun is set up to fire supersonic. Because the thing about 300 blackout, I don't know if you've ever heard it, but you can either set it up for silence or violence. And the supersonics are pretty good, heavy hitting rounds, and they work pretty good coming out of an 8-inch barrel. Gun was configured and built for me by Spike Sanctual, so it's a good gun. It came in the pistol configuration because I wanted a truck gun. I wanted something that I could put underneath the rear seat of the truck and get to in a moment's notice that didn't take that wasn't taking up a whole lot of space. Small package. I like a small package. So, with the pistol brace on it, I have no issue shooting it in that configuration. I'm completely unsure of what I can and cannot do with the gun now at this particular moment. And one of the thoughts I've had is just to go ahead and fill out the Form 1. But then I think to myself, okay, this, in the post-Bruin world, this doesn't really hold water, does it? I mean, this is actually very unconstitutional what they're doing.
Well, yeah, I believe it is. Given the recent Fifth Circuit ruling on bump stocks, I believe that will be extended to the pistol brace situation as well. But I'm no attorney. I can't proceed what the courts are going to do. I don't know how this is all going to come shake out, whether they're going to extend this, you know, further to rulemaking in general and, you know, the whole Chevron deference issue. I don't know how all that's going to happen. I don't have a crystal ball.
Right.
In the meantime, my guess is that some court will rule against the ATF and issue a restraining order preventing them from enforcing the new rule. I think that's likely to happen. But again, I don't own a brace pistol. I don't have to deal with this myself, but a lot of people like you do. And the question then becomes, what to do? Do you take the brace off and just use it as a pistol, just to keep it legal? Do you take advantage of the ATF's amnesty period and register it? But then, as some of the articles that we have run point out, you're then trusting the ATF on a lot of fronts. You're trusting them. You're in effect registering your braced pistol. You are saying that you're hoping that all the volume that I'm sure is flowing into them, with, you know, the millions of people who have braced pistols, I'm sure a good percentage of those people are registering their guns. That's got to back up the NFA branch incredibly. There's no way they're going to get through all those in 120 days. Now you should have to take a year to do that kind of thing anyway sometimes. So is the ATF, let's say nothing happens and the rule isn't blocked, are they going to forego enforcing against people who have gone through the process and have a pending registration and tax stamp? And what if your tax stamp, what if your registration is denied? Because not everybody who applies for an NFA, to buy an NFA item, is approved. Some people are denied for whatever reason. Some people are denied for the wrong reasons, you know, in error. Some people are denied because they've got some conviction in their background that they forgot about or whatever. Does that mean that someone could come knocking at your door and arrest you for owning an NFA item? And then there are people who say, well, if I'm going to register this thing, I'm not going to register with a brace. I might as well put a stock on it.
Right.
And have a true short barrel rifle. So there are a lot of considerations here. And I'm not sure I or almost anyone else is qualified to tell you what you should do. Because there are good arguments between all of them. Find all of them.
So my quandary is this. First of all, I've made a video about having this gun. Second, I have talked about it incessantly with Nick Goff from the guy who actually built it for me at Spike's Tactical. It's sort of a public thing that I have the gun. And I'm very confused as to what is going on, because right now I went into one gun store in West Columbia, South Carolina, and they're out there talking about, we know how to get around the NFA and the ATF, and they're actively selling AR pistols with just the, you know, the tube on it and everything, which the idea of trying to fire a round that is meant to be a rifle round without shouldering it, just not my thing. Just not going to be something
like right.
And their reasoning, the way they're talking about it, is they're saying, well, you know, if you register it, then the NFA is going to know that you have it.
Of course.
Or the ATF is going to know that you have it. But then right beside there, they have a kiosk for silencer shop, where you can go through all the short, it shortens the process of actually going through what you got to do to get a suppressor on your gun. Suppressor.
Yes, it does.
Everybody's buying suppressors left, right, and center. I'm the only one I know that doesn't have one.
I don't have one.
Okay, you're the only other one I know besides me that doesn't have one. And yet, you know, nobody's out there going, well, then they'll know that you have it. Because, of course, they know you have it, because you got to go through this system.
Yeah, you got to register.
I'm just looking at it as, maybe I go ahead and start the Form 1 and set it up and everything, because I kind of think when it's all said and done that this is going to get to the Supreme Court and some enterprising lawyer is going to get out there and bring the NFA into question, the short-barreled rifle and the suppressor part of the NFA being, you know, casting a lot of shade on it. Maybe they get it thrown out.
I have as sunny an outlook as anybody, and I'm not sure I can see that happening. I think that would be wonderful. I'd certainly love to see suppressors deregulated.
I kind of think, though, that given what's going on right now, the way Thomas set up the directions on Bruin, at some point we're going to see a challenge to, you know, the Hughes Amendment, the Gun Control Act of 1968.
I think we will.
Yeah. So So I think in the meantime, yeah. I don't know. I think I'm going to form one and just get it out of the way. Plus, I have a bunch of Ronies laying around. I got to form one of those, too. So I may as well do it while I can save a little money. This is not an article at thetruthaboutguns.com. This was just me having a discussion with Mr. Zimmerman about something that was bothering me and just wanted to get his opinion, because I cannot begin to tell you how many times Mr. Zimmerman has talked me down off of going completely off of the rails.
We're always here to help.
I do appreciate that. You can find, however, his work all the time at thetruthaboutguns.com. It's always there. It's always happening. Always going on. They are the most prolific website when it comes to giving you news within the gun culture, within the gun world, within politics, what's new, all that stuff. That's where you got to go. Thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. I am speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. We're going to go back. This is not going to be at the top of the page, but this is something I missed altogether. This is the anatomy of an anti-gun lie. What is the anatomy of the anti-gun lie, Dan?
Well, the anti-gun lie is that we've had 100 mass shootings so far in 2023 already this year. Our friend BJ Campbell from Hand Waving Freakoutery, which is a great Substack site that, if you're not familiar with, you should check out, breaks down what is behind all this, cause CNN, of course, dutifully, performed their stenography, duties and, regurgitates a lot of these, statistics, quote unquote, to perpetuate this. So Mr. Campbell digs into what's behind all this, and what goes into creating this lie that we're experiencing some historic number of, mass shootings and gun violence in this country. So at the beginning, of course, is the definition of mass shooting, you know, semantics. And what, CNN cites here naturally is our old friends at the Gun Violence Archive. And they define mass shooting as one in which at least four people are shot. The problem with that, of course, is that includes all kinds of situations that aren't what the average person thinks of as a mass shooting. The average person in the U.S. thinks of a mass shooting as somebody who walks into a mall or a school or a movie theater and just opens fire indiscriminately. That happens very rarely. And even the FBI knows that happens very rarely, and they report it correctly, too. The FBI, of all people. But the Gun Violence Archive is in the business of playing this up and making the problem as bad as it possibly sounds. So Mr. Campbell looks back, and he, you know, supposedly we've had 100 mass shootings in this country in the past, since January 1st, and he listed the most recent ones, and there's one, and you look at one is in the Memphis ghetto or drive-by, another is a drug dealer going bad, another is, some domestic violence situation, and in most of these, there's no deaths, some have one or two deaths, the other people injured, you know what didn't make the Gun Violence Archive list of shootings, of mass shootings? The shooting in the mall in Indiana that was stopped by Eli Dickett. Why? Because that shooter only killed three people before he was stopped by Eli Dickett.
Right.
So I didn't make the Gun Violence Archive list of mass shootings, even though that is a spree shooting as considered by your average person. So, again, you've got a semantic issue here, and you've got a website that makes it its business to emphasize the number of mass shootings in this country and make the problem look worse than it is. Next is the time period they look at. CNN article says, oh my gosh, this is the fastest we've gotten to 100 gun deaths since the Gun Violence Archive started tracking this in 2014. Well, you know what was interesting about 2014? 2014 was a historic low point
right.
in murder rates in this country. That was, there were only, I think, six other years in the last century with lower gun rates. So, murder rates. So everything is going to, almost everything is going to look like it's higher than 2014. So they're also rigging the clock. And then, of course, we have 2020, and we've got the entire defund the police movement. And as Mr. Campbell notes, there was all sorts of agitation to rethink criminal justice and to defund police departments and make sure that there are fewer cops on the street, and the cops who are on the street are more reluctant to make arrests and to stop crime. And what do you know? When that happens, you have more crime. You have more shooting, and especially the types of shootings that end up in the Gun Violence Archive that the average person doesn't think of as a mass shooting. So you've got all those things conspiring and combining to make the problem, the prevalence and the problem of mass shootings in this country look far worse than it actually is.
Well, I mean, one of the problems here is that they're taking indiscriminate shootings like a drive-by, where they don't even know what they're aiming at. They're just sticking a gun out the window and firing. They, may, you know, maybe it's the house or something, right?
Yeah, it's usually targeted at somebody.
Right.
You know, one person who may be in a group of six people or something, so you end up with four or five
right.
people being shot.
Right. But they're conflating that with Uvalde, Texas, which was very discriminate. That was a whole different, you know, the motive matters in these kind of things for me. And
motive matters. And yeah, that was obvious. That is Uvalde and Aurora, that kind of thing, Parkland. That's the kind of thing your average American thinks of as a mass shooting, as a spree shooting. What happens on the south side of Chicago or in East St. Louis, Illinois, or in Baltimore every night of every week is not what the average person thinks of as a mass shooting.
That's right.
Yet a huge number of those incidents end up in the Gun Violence Archive list.
Well, I guess it becomes, since, where would you put the low info voter percentage at in the United States?
Oh, at least a third, maybe 40%, maybe even higher. I don't know. Maybe I'm jumping.
I think it's lower than it used to be, but I remember after Sandy Hook, and you remember that for 2 or 3 weeks, every news organization in the United States and probably a bunch from, you know, overseas were camped out in Newtown. And every morning they would get up there and, you know, like the open Good Morning America was doing that. Everybody was getting up there going, hello, good morning. We're still here measuring the impact of what has happened here. This, the horror. And yes, it is horrific. Of course.
And it was a horror.
It was a horror.
It was terrible.
But they did nothing to stop the next one. Did they?
No.
They've done nothing.
In fact, it's arguable that all that attention brings about the next one.
Yes, yes. And for anybody out there, they get out there and say the AR-15 is the weapon of choice. Well, when you get out there and you publicize all the stuff about it, yes, you might make that attractive, but that's all beside the point. When they, at the end of that, they did a poll, and 56% of America believe that kind of a shooting happens all the time.
Right.
And when I heard that number, I was like, that's how many low-info voters there are out there.
Yeah. The average person thinks that gun violence in general and mass shootings in particular happen about 10 times more often than they actually do.
But now, I would like to think they probably figured the difference out now. But, well, I mean, with all the new gun owners that are out there, but then at the same token, we've got such a uptick in crime in the major cities and everything. It's driving the numbers up, and they're not getting out there and saying, well, where it was bad, it's worse. And where nothing was going on, pretty much still nothing's going on, because that's actually the way it works out. But
correct. Fortunately, this is becoming a political problem for the people who have perpetuated this for years now. And you saw that in Chicago with the mayor going down, and we're now seeing it in other places like D.C., where you even have the spectacle of Biden overruling the D.C. City Council, who tried to reduce the penalties for violent gun-related crimes, and he overruled them. Congress has the ability to overrule that, and everybody expected him to veto that,
right.
And he didn't.
Right.
And the only reason he didn't is because it's the violent crime in this country has accelerated to the point that it's a problem for Democrats.
Well, it's good for their business, though. It's good if they're trying to pursue gun control. That's one of the reasons. That's how violence means that everybody wants safety, although instead people are buying guns and everything. We're running out of time. TheTruthAboutGuns.com, this is a website that is on and active 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. When Dan is on vacation, he's working. When Dan's at one of these shows, he's working. Everywhere Dan goes, I've seen him at shows and everything else. He's got a laptop with a gigantic screen, and he's working the whole time he's there. And he's got his people out there running around doing stuff, too. Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, sir.
Yes, sir. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.